The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Work Party, the podcast where we are throwing out the rule book and bringing you real talk and hot takes on what is happening in the working world right now. Because life moves fast. If we've learned anything from the past few years, it's that the only constant is change. And we can't pretend everything is status quo. I'm your host, Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Founder Files, where I chat with inspiring entrepreneurs about their journey to building their business. We've all heard the shiny founder stories. This is not that. We talk high highs, brutal lows, and the secrets to success that got them to where they are today. Tactical, tangible, and chock full of takeaways. Let's dive in. So in 2018, influencer Lauren Ireland teamed up with her best friend, Mariana Hewitt, to launch the beauty brand Summer Fridays with a single product called the Jetlag Mask. If they were in a casino, they would have been putting all their money on red and praying that the ball landed in the right place. By choosing to go all in on one SKU and holding 100% of the business themselves, they were essentially saying, if this works, we own a beauty business. And if it doesn't, then it's back to the drawing board. Spoiler alert, the brand's a massive success. We all know it. Summer Fridays has grown to encompass a ton of different products, a line of wildly successful merch, and collaborations with brands like Erewhon that have proven that viral marketing wins. It's in a ton of Sephora stores nationwide, and a tube of the brand's lip balm, which I just put on, sells every 17 seconds, which is insane. With all the success, you might think that Lauren and Mariana have never taken a wrong step, but that is not necessarily true. As with most business owners, Lauren's ability to get through the trials, the tribulations, the tough times has shaped her and how she approaches her business on every level. So today we're starting there. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited. We were just chatting as you walked into the studio about, like, you guys just launched this amazing gallery experience for Summer Fridays. And I was like, you guys are so ahead of the game on experiential marketing. But we'll kick it off with that. But, like, tell us a little bit about the latest and greatest.
We just launched our Rich Cushion Cream, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's this ultra hydrating, amazing moisturizer. You can use it morning and night. It's amazing under makeup. And this is like when you want to give your skin the best glass of water. And so for the launch, we had a gallery. So it kind of felt like you were walking into this museum, but in a Summer Fridays experiential way. And it was really special. Our team did such a phenomenal job bringing the idea to life. And I know we were just talking, it's like we're always trying to think about how can we push ourselves? How can we do something that feels really creative, that feels new, that feels fresh? Because there's so much creativity out there. And that's been a really special part of just kind of seeing how the whole industry has grown, is how the creativity that people have. And so it really pushes us and our team of just always kind of pushing that limit. How can we get better? How can we make the experiences better?
How long has Summer Fridays been around now?
We launched in 2018, so 5.5 years.
Wow.
I know.
So
with
okay.
One product. And now we have a whole skincare line.
Exactly. I was going to say, and you've scaled fast. Like, so how big is the team now, would you say?
We have about 40 people.
Wow.
On our team.
Amazing. So talk to me about, because I feel like there's such a big inflection point of 10 to 30 employees. Like, the change is so real. Like, 0 to 10 kind of feels similar, I think, the entire way through. And then 10 to 30, it feels like a completely different company. Your roles change as founders, as CEOs. So talk to us about how that went for you guys, and then also what you've learned along the way.
We literally just had a full team meeting, and Marianne and I both had this moment of, wow, like we were just looking at the team. There's so many people, and to see the growth and that feeling of, wow, all of these people believe in something so much and are so passionate about an idea that was once an idea that now is this entire company of products and community and a team behind it. And so it's it is a really, really special feeling. I think there is sort of a big difference between sort of like you said, that sort of 0 to 10 when you're kind of starting and everyone's sort of all hands on deck in all areas of the business. And then as we've grown, we've been really fortunate to be able to grow the team and really allow everyone to have something more specific to focus on so they can really put all of their energy into whatever they're best at. I think for Mariana and I, from day one, we always envisioned growing the team, and we are very good at taking our egos out of the business. We know what we're really good at. We know our strengths, we know our weaknesses. And so the areas that we are not as strong, we've been really excited and eager to bring people in who are smarter than us, mm-hmm. who are better at those things than us, who are more creative than us. And we love having those voices and those talents. And so we've been able to release responsibilities as we've been able to bring team members on in areas that we feel like they can thrive more. And then the areas that we really love and that we really kind of take ownership over, we hold on to those because those are things that are kind of like at the core of the DNA of the company, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that so much. What have been some of the hires that have really, you felt, game changed your business?
Oh, well, our very first hire was a head of social, and she's still with us today. She's been Amazing. With us literally since a month after launch, and 5 years later is still with us. And that was a really significant hire for us because so much of what people see is on social. At the time, that was essentially only Instagram. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, it's much bigger than that. And now we have a whole social team, which is really incredible. And then also some of the other hires in really kind of top positions that we didn't have in the beginning. So we have a CEO that is phenomenal, that brings so much experience. We have a CFO. We have a president. We have filled a lot of these roles, you know, ahead of retail marketing, and positions with really their expertise has allowed us to have significant growth. And then when you're having growth and if it's happening quickly, to be able to have those leadership roles to really help guide when you get into situations where maybe we wouldn't have otherwise known kind of how to navigate things, or to just have that guidance, I think is really incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. Getting a C-suite in general, I feel like changes specifically founders' lives. It brings on a whole other level. And obviously that experience has been really great. So when you're bringing on C-suite employees, like, what are you guys looking for? What's your interview process? Like, what has that been like for you?
I would say, honestly, like, their experience and talent, of course, but at its core, we have to really connect with them mm-hmm. on a personal level and from a values level. So we are always hyper-focused on bringing in team members, especially in leadership positions, who share our same values, our same morals, who's going to be a really good team fit. How are our team respond to this person of leadership? And I've have found that making really good decisions in levels of leadership and really bringing on people who are calm, who also have that no crisis mindset.
The NCM, like, that's what we require.
That's what we need. Yeah. Really kind, really inclusive, really community-driven. When we bring on positions, leadership positions that encompass all of that, it then trickles down to your entire mm-hmm. team. So as we continue to bring on more team members, and as those leaders make decisions on what team members they want to bring in on their specific teams, it all comes together in this really special way. And so I think making those really good decisions, even if it takes time, we've waited sometimes several months, sometimes a year for hires that of people that we really want. And I do think it's worth it because then you really kind of get the team and the mentality and the culture that you really want.
Yeah, I think that's such great advice. I think one of the things that business owners tend to do, myself included, is hire when they're desperate for that position because you're working so fast, things are happening, and then it gets really big. At least with, I think, product, there's some predictability to launches and things like that. But even with the events world, it's not exactly like that. And I realized, like, the best hires I've made, I've taken more time and have been more thoughtful and maybe hired a bit more in advance for those roles. But bringing a CEO on is a big deal. Obviously, Create and Cultivate has a new CEO. So I've been through that process as well, where it's like you're kind of like handing over
giving
your baby.
Parts of it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's scary. So how has that process been for you guys?
It's been great. We've been very grateful for that. It was something that we wanted and something that we had always envisioned for the brand. We actually never really called ourselves the CEOs. Mm-hmm. We always called ourselves the co-founders, even when we were acting as the CEOs in the interim. But it really was a role that we had envisioned bringing on when we were able. And so when we had gotten to a point where that was then feasible for us, it was something that was really important to us. And we wanted to have someone who brought in a really different set of experiences than what we could bring. Mm-hmm. And we knew that we would really value that person. We also wanted that person to also really value what we brought and to be able to work very complementary to each other. And so, I mean, our experience has been phenomenal. We were also really patient for the person that we brought on. And so it's been really great.
That's great to hear. And it's so important. I love that you outlined that early on, because I think that's so important to know when you want to step back, the things that you're good at. I think, like you said, taking the ego out of it, it's not something everyone can do, and it can really hurt your business in the long run.
Picture this. You're standing in the beauty aisle surrounded by countless skincare products, each claiming to be the one that will transform your skin. It's overwhelming, right? With so many products on the market, how do you know which one will be the most effective in achieving younger, healthier looking skin? Thankfully, we've discovered the answer. A solution that's not just skin deep, but targets aging at the source, all backed by solid science. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin, a revolutionary line of skin health products powered by longevity science to address the root cause of aging. OneSkin is founded by a team of four female longevity scientists with over 15 years of experience studying the biology of aging. After testing over 900 peptides, the OneSkin team discovered OS1, a peptide that is scientifically proven to target senescent cells, the main source of skin aging. The OS1 peptide actually reduces the biological age of skin by several years. Their flagship product, OS1 Face, which I personally am obsessed with, is an absolute game changer, and there are stats to back it up. In a third-party 12-week clinical study performed by Contract Research Organization, OS1 Face was clinically proven to diminish wrinkles in 87% of users. It works to boost firmness, smooth out those pesky fine lines, and gives your skin an overall radiant upgrade. OS1 Face is an essential part of my daily routine. Some days it's my go-to daily moisturizer all by itself, while on other days it's effortlessly blended with all my other favorite products. It's vegan, cruelty-free, fragrance-free, and holds the skin-safe seal of approval, making it a perfect choice for even the most sensitive skin types. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root cause of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. So get 15% off with code WORKPARTY at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code WORKPARTY. We only have one body, OneSkin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin.
I used to care so much about portraying a perfect life and acting like everything was okay, when really things were far from it. I was secretly battling anxiety, depression, and an eating disorder. So it was a lot. I'm Victoria Garrick, former Division I athlete, mental health advocate, and host of Real Pod. Every Wednesday, I sit down with celebrities, athletes, entrepreneurs, and more to talk about the inner thoughts and feelings that we're all struggling with. So leave the filters and Facetunes at the door and join me on Real Pod.
Book your next getaway without ever losing sight of your wellness routine. At Westin Hotels, uncover signature offerings that help you move, sleep, and eat well, all while you're on the go. With more than 200 locations around the world, Westin is dedicated to elevating your well-being no matter where you are. Maintain your fitness routine and get moving at the Westin Workout Fitness Studio, filled with state-of-the-art equipment. You can even elevate your workout experience without stepping outside your hotel room. Simply request fitness and recovery gear to be delivered straight to your door on demand. For those of you who prefer outdoor workouts, don't miss the opportunity to join a group run led by Westin's Run Concierge, accompanied by an expert running guide. After your workout, recharge and eat well with Westin's Eat Well menu, designed with foods that make sure your nutritional needs are met. Westin chefs have crafted dishes with your well-being in mind, making it easy for you to continue nourishing your health no matter the destination. When relaxation calls, recharge your body and mind with restorative sleep in Westin's renowned heavenly bed, and enhance your experience by unwinding with Westin's Sleepwell Lavender Balm, an aromatic blend of lavenders and chamomile oils. Westin Hotel and Resorts is part of Marriott Bonvoy, an extraordinary portfolio of hotel brands and award-winning travel programs. At Westin, wellness is seamlessly a part of your stay, enabling you to move, eat, and sleep well. Visit Westin.com to book your stay today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
shift gears for a moment. So you started the brand with your best friend. So tell us a little bit about like that relationship, you know, obviously going through the ups and downs together. You also both have obviously Summer Fridays, but your own stuff going on all the time. So how do you balance it all?
We have a lot of respect for each other's personal growth, our professional growth, and we always have. And I think that's why we also make really, really good partners. We've always had this deep respect for each other and for our own personal evolution, but also the goals that we had for our business and for the brand. I wouldn't recommend to everyone to start a business with a friend or a close friend, but I think when you have that mutual respect and when you, we also do everything with, okay, what is best for the business? And that kind of goes back to really taking our ego out of a lot of decision making. And so sometimes I think, and not just in business, but even in our in personal lives and in decisions, sometimes we can become really attached to an idea of something. Mm. And we become obsessed with what something should be or what we envisioned it to be or what we had wanted it to be. And then life pivots and things change and the climate we're in shifts. And so you have to make decisions sometimes that are different than maybe what you had envisioned. And I think a lot of that becomes much easier when you can take some of that ego out and become a little bit less attached to an idea and then fall in love with a new idea of what came to be. And so I always think there's sort of this magic that kind of comes from that of like hanging on and letting go. I use this in parenting a lot too. It's like this constant act of hanging on and letting go. Mm. And I think that's so true in business too, of you kind of foster something, then you have to see it change. Then you sort of foster it and nurture it, and then you have to see it change. And so we're both really good partners in that sense. And we love that process and we kind of love that ebb and flow of it.
Yeah, it is definitely an ebb and flow, I would say. So you launched in 2018 and then since then, global pandemic, and then, which was kind of great for the beauty industry, and then now the, you know, recession or whatever. So many things to navigate changes as a business owner, and there's, it's so stressful. How have you approached some of those changes in the past 5 years?
I know there's been, I always say it's actually good that you don't know everything that's yeah. coming. And it's funny because even sometimes when people will ask for business advice or they're starting something, and I always kind of say like, there's a magic in not knowing too much. And so as much as I want to share a lot of my experiences, I also think it's really important to not share all of the negative things that happened, because in a way you sort of need sometimes that ignorance to kind of give you the push to keep going. 100%. If something feels too hard, it's just natural for any of us to say, oh, it feels too hard, I don't want to do it. And so I think in terms of sort of like handling things as they come, I mean, we never really know exactly what's coming, but I think having a really calm attitude toward things, we very much work as a team, and making the best decisions that we can as things come at us is always the best way. Mm-hmm. I also think too, we have such a close relationship with our community, which we're so grateful for, that a lot of times especially if it's something that is involving a product or our community or how people are using something, we can get so much feedback and we can ask our community directly for that feedback. And I think that's also really helpful, just that we have the ability to do that.
Definitely. And you have, as mentioned, getting back to the risk, like you guys have always been kind of the first to do things. Like I remember when you launched merch, like I don't think that was a standard in the beauty industry at that time. Like there wasn't necessarily that side of it. Also, you guys launched filters, like when, like the cloud filter. I remember this is like dating me because I feel like that was 150 years ago. Yeah. But like,
there were the filters. Yeah.
And you were always like ahead of the trend, doing cool things, and now doing a bunch of collaborations. Talk to us about that culture of creation, but then also of taking risks of like, this might not work and that's okay if it doesn't.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. I think, you know, obviously we talk about a lot of the things that do work and people hear really successful stories, but sometimes we'll do something that doesn't really land and maybe the way that we had hoped. And then there are moments where we are like, wow, this totally resonated mm-hmm. with people. And so, and then that we use that as sort of this encouragement and the drive to keep creating. I think we're always challenging ourselves on what can we do that maybe feels a little bit different, that feels a little bit unexpected. And so a lot of that is with, you know, collaborating or partnering with brands in different ways that sometimes are unexpected, whether it's a cake brand or a pizza shop or things that maybe you wouldn't think, oh, beauty and a pizza shop. But that was such a fun. We did that for our fifth birthday party. We had a pizza shop in New York City. And that was an example of something that was really fun. And it felt so us, even though you wouldn't necessarily think beauty and pizza on sort of first glance. And so we always are kind of challenging ourselves in that way of what else can we do and what are fun experiences for our community. Because there's, I think also too with beauty, especially with skincare, there isn't always, I can't look at you know, with your topic and say, I love that top. Who makes the top? Mm. But if you, with the moisturizer you're using, you don't necessarily always have that same moment. Now we have some no makeup makeup, so there is that. But I think we try to also create experiences to where you're kind of talking about the brand in new ways and bringing people together in new ways. And then it all kind of ties back to this beauty aspect of it too.
Yeah. And there is a bit of surprise, delight, hype around what you guys are going to do next, which is exciting and very challenging to create, because I think a lot of brands try and they do fall flat because it doesn't feel authentic to them necessarily, or they're trying to do what other people have done. So you mentioned the pizza, which is awesome, but what have been some of your other favorite collabs?
Oh, I know we've had some really fun ones. We did La La Land in LA. That was so also cute. For our fourth birthday with the coffee shop. And that was so much fun. I mean, the merch was a really fun experience. We've done really cool like partnerships with whether it's coffee or what, you know, it's just been a really fun experience to kind of keep challenging ourselves. When we first launched, it was our third product. We did this like really fun phone booth in New York.
Yeah,
and
I remember
so we've had these different experiences really from day one of just trying to get creative and bring new things to new places.
So exciting. And how many products do you have now?
We have 15.
Wow. And so you mentioned you got into the no makeup makeup world.
Yes.
So tell us about crossing over. Like, is there a lot of similarities, a lot of differences?
There are. I mean, it felt like a really natural extension. Our lip butter balm was first, I think. That was kind of the first sort of kind of skincare makeup. We started coming out with shades. And then we have our sheer skin tint, which is this really beautiful formula that is lighter than a foundation, but still gives you really beautiful coverage. And so that for us was really a fun kind of experiment of really kind of focusing on the skincare aspects of it, but also making it a makeup product that really worked and felt good on your skin. And so we've always thought with this sort of skincare state of mind, because we've always created skincare, but we also love products and we're product junkies and we love beauty, and we wanted to create an extension of that morning skincare routine. So, you know, we obsess over our cleanser and our moisturizers and our serums and our sunscreen, and then we just sort of start putting makeup on and we don't always have the same thoughtfulness about it. And so we thought the sheer skin tint really kind of felt like the next natural step in what we considered your morning skincare routine. So it was, what are the skincare benefits in it? But then also, how does it give you the coverage that you need for practical everyday life?
Yeah. So how do you guys determine what's next? Is it sort of a natural conversation like that? Or do you guys now have a bigger roadmap that you're looking at?
We have a pretty big roadmap. We actually do. I mean, we work pretty far in advance. And so we kind of calendarize everything quite far out. I mean, we'll even think ahead years out. We don't necessarily have things formulated years out, but we'll
categories you want to go into.
Yeah, we're always kind of thinking ahead. We can always pivot if we need to. We always like to have a couple of things that are kind of like ready and that we're working on. But the approvals process is actually quite long. And we try to do a lot of obviously stability testing and making sure kind of all of these things that we need to do before we launch something, picking the Pantone color, the type of jar something is in. And then we kind of get into sort of the creative campaign planning. But in terms of deciding what's next, it really is a combination. We're not a trend focused product company. And so a lot of times people will ask like, oh, do you quick try to make something if you see that it's trending? But none of our products are really meant to be trending. We hope that people, we know they loved our jet lag mask on day one, and we hope that they buy our jet lag mask in 10 years and 15 years and 20 years. And so we hope that it has the longevity that we really aim for it to have. And so there isn't usually a trend focused need, but what we will do is we always are taking our community feedback. And so we'll do pretty consistently. We'll do polls on Instagram because it's quite easy to do on there, where we can ask, what are people wanting? What is there in your routine that we aren't giving you yet that you wish we could give you, that you'd want from Summer Fridays? And so we're constantly collecting all of that feedback. And then we're always working on a number of products too. So there's always kind of a number of things that we're working on. A lot of them never launch, and it's something that we decide we're not going to move forward with. And then there are the winners, I suppose, that end up launching. And so, and then we also work with Sephora, our retail partner, on timing, and they also obviously know, you know, timing of certain things, like if it's a sunscreen,
right,
what time of year that performs really well in terms of being able to launch a product.
Have you ever been caught in a subscription trap? You know, that moment when you suddenly realize you've been silently shelling out for a service you barely use? I definitely have. And according to these statistics, I'm not alone. It turns out the average person has about 12 paid subscriptions, and they might not even remember subscribing to half of those. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they've completely forgotten about. The numbers are staggering, but honestly, not surprising.
What if I told you there's a money app that can take care of everything for you? Rocket Money is here to help you take control of your finances. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. The app makes it so, so easy that you'll never have to worry about unwanted subscriptions ever again. You could say goodbye to the hassle of long hold times and those never-ending emails with customer service. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel unwanted subscriptions with just the press of a button. Rocket Money can even flex its negotiation skills and help lower your bills by up to 20%. Just snap a picture of your bill and let Rocket Money handle the rest. Easy, right? Rocket Money isn't just about cutting expenses. It's your financial wingwoman. Monitor all your spending habits in one convenient place, get personalized budget recommendations based on your past spending habits, and receive handy notifications when you've reached your spending limits. It's so simple and gives me the reminders I need to stay on track. Over 3 million users and counting have saved an average of $720 a year. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/workparty. That's rocketmoney.com/workparty. rocketmoney.com/workparty.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can you talk a little bit about the relationship with Sephora? I think like so many, there's so many brands out there that would die to be on the shelves of Sephora. Obviously, you guys have a really strong relationship there. How crucial is a retail partner to a business these days, would you say?
We think it's really critical. I mean, obviously, we've seen even the most massive celebrities and influencers, we've seen, especially in the last few years, people really partner with retailers because they do have and expertise, mm-hmm. and they have their own community, and they have teams of people who are so data-driven, so passionate, so focused about what they're doing and what they're creating. And so with Sephora, it's been a really special relationship, really from day one, and we launched with them. When we first had the idea for Summer Fridays, that was always our dream. We didn't know we were going to launch with them, actually, at first. And then once we were kind of further into formulating and had more to show them, we met with them and decided to launch with them. And so we were thrilled. Marianne and I used to go walk up and down the aisles of Sephora and try to envision where our product could live. I know it's and then now to look and to see like this full area of all of our products is so special. And this month for August into September, we also have in Sephora windows, you can see this big jet lag mask in the windows.
Love.
And so it just is kind of this full circle moment. But Sephora has been an incredible partner and really worked alongside us in growing and fostering our brand.
I love that so much. And so now, as you mentioned, you have, 40 employees. What has your leadership style changed over the years, or how has it changed over the years when it comes to building a team? You know, previous to this, were you running businesses or were you doing more of the influencer stuff?
No, more of the influencer stuff. Yeah. Marianne and I actually kind of have, we have a similar-ish background. I was a news anchor for the first part of my career in the middle of Missouri. And I did that for many years when I first got out of school and I loved it. And then I moved to LA. I was kind of still doing that a little bit, trying to kind of figure out what I wanted to do. Blogging had just started at the time. And I remember I initially started a blog because I wanted to get lifestyle hosting jobs. And I thought all the lifestyle hosting jobs were obviously going to lifestyle experts, which makes sense. And so, and where I worked in Missouri, I was a morning news anchor and I reported on things that were very local and like a lot of crime and politics. So they were definitely not
sexy lifestyle stuff.
They were not sexy lifestyle things. So I thought, oh, well, I'll kind of start this. And then I started helping to write for different wellness sites. And I was really obsessed with wellness and clean beauty at the time. I also became pregnant with my son, who's now six. But when I was about I was early pregnant with him. And that's when the idea for Summer Fridays had come to be. And so it's actually been really fun because I feel like sort of I've had this evolution of my family at the same time.
Yeah.
Sort of this evolution of our
like one baby,
our business.
A business baby.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what has happened. And it's been this kind of really, really special evolution to see.
Oh, I love that so much. I had no idea. But you are obsessed with wellness. I love that. I feel like you're my fitness inspiration.
I always am
like, what is she doing? She's doing her lunges. Like, I love it so much. So that's always been something that you've been interested in.
Always taking care of yourself. And I love to share that. I just think there's so much joy and so much camaraderie. I think I was saying this the other day that movement and also doing things that really care for your body are so different for each of us. What makes us feel good is so unique and so different. And it's just kind of about finding what you love. So it feels like there's a big differentiator, but it's also this huge connector. And I always feel so connected to people in real life and online. We can kind of connect over this caring for our bodies and just kind of always wanting to make ourselves better for us and for the people we love.
I love that so much. That's such a great way to put it. So obviously now you're 5 years into the business. And that's such a specific inflection point for any company. Obviously you're like, we got, you know, first five, next five, next 50, whatever. What excites you about what's down the line? And how do you think about the future of Summer Fridays?
Oh, I get really excited. I feel like even though we've done so much, it also just feels like there's so much more that we can do. I get really excited about product development. I get excited about our team. Our team is phenomenal. And every single time a new person joins, I just think, wow, this is another creative, brilliant, passionate mind that gets to join our team and be able to dream with us and to be able to create something big. I get excited about going to more places and being able to be in more countries and be available in more places. Mm. That really excites us. I get excited about all the creativity that's coming and again, pushing ourselves with things like campaigns and imagery and events and just all of that. It's like, I think about that all the time about what else could we create? And when I kind of look back 5 years ago, and even some of those early images and the early things we did, which are still beautiful, but then to kind of look and now see what we're creating now, presently, that makes me even that much more excited to think about what we can create in another 5 years' time.
I love that so much. It's so true. When you look back on things you did 5 years ago, you're like kind of cringe. You're like, oh my God.
You're like,
you've gotten so much better. I feel that way about Great and Cultivate. Sometimes I look at the early stuff and I was like, dang, I was doing everything. I was doing the graphic design and the web design. You could really tell. But that's what you have to
do.
Yeah. You're doing everything at the beginning. It's so true. So obviously owning a business has its highs and lows, but can you pinpoint a moment where your instincts and intuition started kicking? Because I think you and Mariana have such a good, you were creators, influencers, still are, and do that successfully, which is one brain, right? Which is one type of creation. Business is another, but I feel like you both naturally kind of were great at it. So when did that intuition kick in, or when did you sort of notice that you had that?
We are both really intuitive. We're very similar, but we're also very different. We have different strengths and weaknesses. And Mariana is so good at doing things at phenomenal speed. She's one of the fastest working people
that
I know. It's phenomenal. I take a little bit more time and sometimes I can pause in certain areas. And so the combination of those two always from day one has been really pivotal, I think, in creating a lot of our success because we need the speed and that kind of gets us to keep going. And then we also sometimes need these moments of, okay, how do we really kind of think about how does this impact us now? How does it impact us later? And so that combination, I think, has been really helpful and really pivotal in the success of the company. And so it's been kind of like this great combination of things.
Absolutely. So what are you excited about for the rest of the year with Summer Fridays? Any exciting launches? Anything going on?
No, I always get really excited for holiday.
Oh, yeah. Which is around the corner, which is crazy.
I know that feels really early, but in my brain and in sort of the beauty brain, you're thinking about holiday actually quite early.
All
because
the time, yeah.
Even early fall, we actually start to launch some of our holiday sets and things like that. And so there's some really fun holiday sets that we have coming that I know that people will be really excited about. And then obviously our rich cushion cream that we just launched, our lip butter balms that we have in different shades and different flavors. And so we're always kind of excited for what we're working on next and for the things that you'll see next year too.
So excited for that and cannot believe holiday is around the corner. But thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us. Can you tell everyone where they can follow you and purchase some Summer Fridays?
And yes, you can follow me at Lauren Ireland and then at Summer Fridays is our brand. You can get our products either on our website, summerfridays.com, or at any Sephora store.
Amazing. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Work Party. If you like what you heard, follow, leave a review, rate the pod, or slide into my DMs.
check out our membership program, Insiders, designed for go-getters and game changers like you. Sign up today at createcultivate.com. Follow us at Work Party and at Jacqueline R. Johnson on all platforms. And be sure to head to createcultivate.com to keep up with all the latest events, content, and community designed to help you level up your life and career.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.